3:37 on the Aaron Keck Show, 97 on the Hill. AJ in the studio with Victor Lewis and Jason Barker, GM from the Lumina. And we're coming in a little bit late here to Kids Q because we all got really distracted and kept talking about movies. So we took a little bit too long. But without further ado, it is time.
Yeah, hit that theme song.
I need one of those coconut popsicles you got in the bag. That's perfect for this. It's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. WCHL's Kids Question of the Week, Kids Q, airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 p.m. during the Aaron Keck Show, presented by PTA Thrift Shops in downtown Carrboro and Whole Foods Plaza on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. The Whole Foods Plaza is undergoing a construction renovation right now, but the PTA Thrift Shop is open with regular hours and stocked for back to school. Holy crap, it is almost back to school. So head on over, shop, and support this great organization. All right, so are we ready for the question for today?
Absolutely.
Totally.
Our question today, what is one thing you want to change in the world?
There's so many serious answers to this, and I know that's not what Kids Q is about.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like I
want to... I'll let you do one of each. I'll let you do a serious one and then a ridiculous one.
I know I normally have stuff off the dome for this, and I think my serious one, which, again, kind of kids inappropriate based off where my mind immediately went, but if anyone ever litters, you are immediately incinerated.
That is a bit harsh.
I firmly believe that would solve so many of the world's problems.
Have you ever littered?
Not once in my life, and that is a for real statement.
I'm calling.
Don't ever.
I'm calling.
Don't. Do not.
I am calling.
Look, man, you can throw apple cores, banana peels.
Calling.
You can even throw paper products out of your car. But once you start throwing honest to God, non-biodegradable trash out of your window, once you look at garbage and say, this is not my problem, zoop, and make it somebody else's problem, nah, there's something wrong with you as a human being. Littering is one of my biggest pet peeves. If I see a person litter, we squabbing. Like, that's how that works. No littering.
All
incineration.
Right. Okay, so what's your serious thing that you want to change?
Oh, that was totally the serious one. No, that was very kids inappropriate. I'm talking about instant, like, Infinity War ashes.
You heard it here first, kids. Victor Lewis will incinerate you if you throw something out the window.
Full heat beam eyes, dog. one thing I would change about the world that's not serious, something that's kind of like joking around. I feel like since the summer, it's very, very hot outside. Something that I would like to change is that so ice cream doesn't melt.
Oh, that's a good one.
I know that that really violates some fundamental laws of the universe, but no matter what it breaks, no matter what... I can't say thermodynamics right now. That is a big boy word, so I guess maybe it was out of control. But yes.
You had the kids until thermodynamics, and they're like, Mom, what's he talking about?
Ice cream doesn't melt. I'm on board. Oh, this man can't say thermodynamics. But yes, my non-serious one that I feel like would improve everyone's life is that if ice cream didn't melt, like, imagine being able to sit outside right now in this heat and just eat a cone at your leisure. You don't have to worry about the dripping on your hand and the mess. It's just going to stay perfect and cold and delicious.
How is it lasting long enough for it to drip? I'm usually eating ice cream in like 25 seconds.
Because you are a savage, as we have discussed earlier this week. Probably biting your ice cream.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do, man. It's ice cream.
You're the kind of man who would never know how many licks it takes to get the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop.
God, no, hit it with a hammer.
Lord.
One. Bam.
All right. Lick. What's everybody else fixing?
Okay, well, I hate to contradict Hellfire Smokey the Bear, but
that's me.
I have to say flying cars, man.
Oh, yeah.
Flying cars.
Flying cars. And rocket packs. That's
and rocket pack. They're both aviation.
I just want to fly.
I just want to fly like an eagle, man. That's all I want to do.
I would be interested to see the infrastructure for flying cars. Because you get like glimpses of it in Back to the Future 2. You see like the lights suspended giving you lanes to drive, fly in. Like I would be interested in the actual mechanics of it. I think it would have to be automated. I would not trust people to fly cars manually.
There's an old Jerry Reed song where he's talking about, Lordy, Mr. Ford, what have you done, talking about
Ford in creating the vehicle, basically the mass-produced car. Mm-hmm. And there's a line in the song where it said if we had if people had cars that could line up from here to the moon, you know, some fool would pull out to pass. So yes, it would need to be automated.
I don't know. Like, I think people probably said that exact same thing moving from horse-drawn carriages to cars. So that vehicle goes far too fast. No human can possibly comprehend that level of speed. But here we are, crushing it.
1910 voice on point.
Mm. I'm a man of many talents, but I will incinerate you.
if you throw your parasol out the window of your horse-drawn carriage, victor's coming for
And
you.
I don't know, like, I guess you got that old saying that the only hard part about flying is landing.
Yeah, it's not the flying that kills you. It's the splat at the end.
So as long as that's automated, maybe everybody would be okay. Maybe just like an altitude limiter at various points. Like, maybe it wouldn't have to be completely automated. Passing in the skies would be some crazy stuff.
I would have to require that everybody have contrails coming out the back, so it's like airplanes flying over and they just leave the contrails through the sky.
I just want to see
the craziness that's happening. I just look like, oh wow, look at that, we got three guys going around in circles up there. Would we need roundabouts anymore if you're all flying
over here spinning sky donuts?
Yes. It's a rental, don't worry. All right, so the thing I would change, cars requiring gas.
Well, for the low, low price of just $7,000, you too can drive an electric vehicle like your boy Victor Lewis.
And I will have pointed out, I'm still annoyed at you for standing at the door as you're ready to leave, staring at me, turning your car on from inside.
Don't be jealous.
With this look on your face, like, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, I can do this.
Yeah, I can do
this. What's going on?
Yeah.
Come on, man. I earned it. I spent my whole life driving Craigslist junkers. This is the first nice car I've had in my whole life, Aaron. Just let me enjoy it. I'm young and I'm in love.
You and your new electric thingamabob.
And it's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. All right, so there's our questions. Victor is going for, he's going to fry you if you litter. What was your other one?
Ice cream doesn't melt.
Ice cream doesn't melt. Jason's going with flying cars and jetpacks.
Yeah.
Not one or the other, both. Yeah. We want flying cars and jetpacks, please.
I want to be in the air.
And then I'm going, maybe not even, don't require gas, just gas never runs out. It just keeps continually refilling.
If all three of these were platforms for us to run for president, who you guys think would win? Between flying cars, all driving is free, and you die if you litter, but your ice cream never melts.
Well, no. If you could get the voting age lowered to 5, you'd win in a landslide.
Yeah.
That's true. Kids do deal in absolutes.
Yes.
Kids like people that can set things on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're basically saying, look, I'll set things on fire and make sure your ice cream doesn't melt. They're like, sweet, we'll vote for you.
I'm actually pretty down for really appealing to the sub-10-year-old voting block.
You're going, well, you'll have them in 11 years.
Like, that's actually my demographic for real, though.
Mentally,
like,
yes.
I agree. I like Star Wars and ice cream. What do you like?
Mentally, yes, I agree. 11-year-old is right in your wheelhouse.
Which is your favorite Pokemon? Gen 1.
Whoa, Gen 2 is the best. Anyway,
Pokemon Yellow. All right, so if you're driving around or at home eating a snack, ask your child this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, feel free to share on Facebook or Twitter and tag at WCHL Chapelboro and at PTA Thrift Shops using the hashtag KidsQ. Jason, Victor, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.